Out of school at 15, Kit Williams thought he was destined to make a career in the Navy, but he turned out to be one of Britain's most innovative illustrators. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. After he left the Navy, Williams deliberately took undemanding jobs to have more time to paint. He began turning out exotic pieces of art, paintings that were shaped or placed inside of spheres. As he began to be noticed, a publisher came to him and asked him to illustrate a book.
No, you know, it's a big step down. I've come all this way to be a painter, and now he wants me to be an illustrator. So I said no, I couldn't see how I could do it. And but it was only when he left the house that he said to me, "It's a pity, because I think you can do something that no one's ever done before with books." And I suppose it was that phrase that went round and round.
What came out of Kit Williams' decision to do the book was Masquerade, which sold 2 million copies. The book contained the clues to the whereabouts of a golden hare, which was buried in a public park in England.
If you're going to spend 3.5 years doing a book, and people spend just a few pence on it, somehow you've got to impress them to keep looking at it. So I thought I must have some way in which once they open that book, they look, and they look again.
And Kit Williams' readers did look.
And I wrote that book, and the piece of gold was buried in the ground, and millions of people bought the book. I didn't really ask anybody to write to me. I said, go and dig it up. Or to foreign people, if you think you know where it is, just send me a slip of paper of where the hare is, and I'll send you an airline ticket, and you can come and dig it up. But 30,000 people wrote to me.
Kit Williams says he's done something more simple this time, a book which has no title. The title is hidden somewhere in the text and illustrations. And if you find it and Williams chooses your entry, the prize is a golden bee. There's a catch, though. The entries must not be in words, but must express the title in some imaginative form. Good luck. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. People are talking about the beautiful children's book by British-born Kit Williams. The book, which is published in the U.S. by Knopf, has no title, but the title is hidden somewhere in the text and illustrations.
It's a very simple little phrase. It's not something incredibly poetic or hard to visualize. It's a simple phrase, as simple as a partridge in a pear tree. No more complex than that.
Having found the title of the book, readers may send it to Kit Williams and win a magnificent prize. But the answer must not be in written words.
If you're good at cooking, then take the title and cook it. If you knit, knit it. If you, work in leather, cobble it.
All the entries will be exhibited in about a year. The one that delights Williams the most will be declared the winner. The prize will be the one and only book with the title printed in gold leaf. Inside a wooden box.
On the honeycomb, the wooden honeycomb on the box, is a pure gold bee, the queen bee. 24 carat she is. And in her back she has an opal that cost me £2,000. And 8 little sapphires and garnets for eyes and mother of pearl wings. The person who wins the book, the box, the golden bee, the queen bee, a lot.
Kit Williams says he has already received a number of correct answers. 4 years ago, he came out with Masquerade, in which clues were given to the location of a hidden hare. Now he's out with a book in which the reader must figure out the title. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.